Blog Talk Radio.
Warning, the following show contains adult language. Listener discretion is advised.
Maybe like a few minutes of it because our PS3 decided to froze.
No, no,
other thing I wonder, does anybody else have the same issues that we do with glitches and stuff, or...
Well, if they don't, then we know it's AT&T. Then again, they could be listening on their phone service.
It sucks.
Well, if they are, they need to do better with their internet. Well, did we talk a little bit about the Divas match? Well, she said it was decent. I thought it was good. Well, I guess you knew, like, the last minute that Ric Flair had to interfere, and which happened. Well, I know I got this one wrong, but I was just hoping for something to change, but it didn't. So Charlotte has retained the women's, well, not the women's, the Divas Championship, which I know some of y'all wanted to be back as the women's champion. But afterwards, Charlotte was beating the crap out of Becky Lynch. And a little bit afterwards, like, Sasha Banks came out. And I guess it was supposed to be so-called truce throughout Becky Lynch. Then it's actually that Charlotte was about to get out.
She attacked her.
Yeah, she attacked her.
Which is a good setup, because as much as I would like Becky Lynch to hold the belt, this thing going on between her and Charlotte is just old now. You know what I mean? They face each other, Ric Flair interferes, la la yada yada. Move on. Let's get... And the thing is that it's got to come to a point where Ric Flair isn't there or isn't interfering. Do you know what I mean? Because that's getting old. Every match is getting old,
Just one of those things that they should have changed, like him not interfering or anything like that. But I guess what this means for, like, Team Bad. I don't know if they split up or anything like that, but we'll see when time goes on. Well, on to the pre-show. Which was predicted right, where Jack Swagger and Mark Henry won the match, and they were in the Royal Rumble, but they wasn't in it long enough. Which is just, I don't know why they wasn't in there that long. They should have been there longer than what they should. But we will get to that in a bit. And one of the matches that the Smarks thought that would steal the show was the Intercontinental Championship match, which it did. Yeah, you know, tables, chairs, just a lot of stuff was just involved in that last standing match.
Yeah. Oh, that was the other thing. I think by having matches like that, it took away from the ordinary matches. Do you know what I mean? Like, every pay-per-view seems to have just this, like, oh, a bunch of same old matches that we could have on Monday Night Raw. Whereas this time it was like, okay, we got a last man standing match, which was great. You had another match that announced, like, which tag team was going to go into the Royal Rumble, which was good. I mean, it was all these different things that went on in this show that, to me, made it a good pay-per-view. The Royal Rumble itself was very good, but I wish there had been a couple of more surprises to it.
I agree with you. We'll talk about that in a minute, but Dean Ambrose did retain the Intercontinental title, and I'm trying to think what match was right after that. The United States title.
Yeah.
With Kalisto winning it back.
I'm glad that he did.
I guess I'm just hoping they don't treat his second reign as U.S. champ as they did the first.
I don't think they will. I really don't. I think they'll let him hold on to it for quite, I wouldn't say quite a while, as in a really long time, but I think he'll hold on it at least through WrestleMania.
That'll be a decent one if they do it that long. I'm trying to think. So I know it was another match. I'm just trying to.
Tag team match.
Yeah, the tag team match. That's what I was missing. With the Usos versus the New Day. Yeah, it was. I guess they got Francesca part two of the trombone. Well, I kind of figured something was up. You didn't see Xavier Woods come out at first. Then just, here. But I thought it was a decent match. I thought it was like one of the matches that were like, it did good, but it wasn't good as expected. So, New Day did retain, so this will be interesting, like, who's going to be next up in line to take on the tag team champs or who's going to take it away from them. So, kind of made the tag team division kind of interesting, so that's a good one.
And as I said to you during the show and everything as well, is that for a while the tag team division was getting really, like, blah.
Mm-hmm, it's like,
it kind of set it back up to being a good thing in its own right.
Right, because it's like they wasn't trying to bring or make tag teams, which is just kind of like, what? Why?
Right.
It's just one of those things that they need to do, and I'm glad they did with these tag teams. And although it sucks that the primetime players kind of split up, but doing their own thing. But still, it was a decent match overall for the tag team title match.
Yeah.
Well, on to the Royal Rumble itself. So it's like one of those pay-per-views. It's not, like, the ending was not, like, a surprise to some of us. Which we kind of hoping that. 313-4796.
It's Robert.
Crap. Hold on.
I'll call him on my cell phone.
Oh, I was just going to say, go ahead. I can just, like, oh, he just hung up.
You don't even know that that's your phone number.
Nope.
Thank you for saying it live on air, too.
Oh, maybe the bad guy. Blah, blah, blah.
You're the bad guy. Blah, blah,
blah. No, I'm not. But, anyways, We'll get back to you in a few minutes. We're going to talk about the Royal Rumble paper or the Royal Rumble match itself. So we'll be right back.
Look, I was going to go easy on you, not to hurt your feelings, but
I'm only going to get this one chance.
Something's wrong. I can feel it.
It's just a feeling I've got, like something's about to happen, but I don't know what. If that means what I think it means, we're in trouble. Big trouble. And if he is bananas, as you say, I'm not taking any chances.
You just want the side.
I'm beginning to feel like a rap god, rap god. All my people from the front to the back, nod, back, nod. Now who thinks their arms are long enough to slap box, slap box? They said I rap like a robot, so call me rap box. But for me to rap like a computer, must be in my jeans. I got a laptop in my back pocket. My pinnacle walk when I hat cock it. Got a fat knock from that rat profit. Made a living in a killing office. Ever since Bill Clinton was still in office. With Monica Lewinsky filling on his nutsack. I'm an MC, still is honest. But as rude and as indecent as all hell. Syllables, killaholic.
Kill them all.
This flippity, gibbity, hibbity, hip hop. You don't really want to get into a piss and match with the trappity rat pack and the Mac and the back of the yak, pack, pack, rap, rap, yap, 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 kitty, yak, nap. The exact same time I attempt these lyrical acrobat stunts while I'm practicing that, I'll still be able to break a motherfucking table over the back of a couple of faggots and crack it in half. Only realized it was ironic, I was under aftermath after the fact. How could I not blow? All I do is drop F-bombs. Feel my wrath of attack, rappers are having a rough time period. Here's a maxi pad, it's actually disastrously bad. For the whack while the masterfully constructing this masterpiece.
I'm beginning to feel like a rap god, rap god. All my people from the front to the back, nod, back, nod. Now who thinks their arms are long enough to slap box, slap box? Let me show you maintaining this shit ain't that hard, that hard.
Everybody wants a key and a secret to rap immortality like I have got. Will it be true for the blueprints? To be raging youthful exuberance?
Everybody loves to root for a nuisance. Hit the earth like an asteroid, need nothing but shoot for the moon since. MCs get taken to school with this music, cause I use it as a vehicle to bust the rhyme. Now I lead a new school full of students. Me, I'm a product of Rakim, Lakim, Shabazz, Tupacin, W-A-Q-K-Dot-Rin, Yellow Easy, thank you, they got slim. Inspired enough to one day grow up, blow up, and be in a position to meet Run DMC and induct him into the motherfucking Rakim. Roll Hall of Fame, even though I walk in the church and burst in a ball of flame. Only Hall of Fame I'll be inducted in is the Alcohol of Fame on the wall of
shame.
You fags think it's all a game, till I walk a flock of flames. Off a planking, tell me what in the fuck are you thinking? Little gay looking boy, so gay I can barely say it with a straight face looking boy. You witnessing a massacre like you're watching a church gathering take place looking boy. Boy, they that boy's gay, that's all they say looking boy. You get a thumbs up pat on the back and a way to go from your label if you're gay looking boy. Hey looking boy, what you say looking boy? I get a hell yeah from Trey looking boy. I'm a work for everything I have, never ask nobody for shit, get out my face looking boy. Basically boy, you're never gonna be capable of keeping up with the same pace looking boy. I'm beginning to feel like a rap god, all my people from the front to the back nut, the way I'm racing around the track, call me NASCAR, NASCAR, Dale Earnhardt of the trailer park, the white trash guard, kneel before General Zod, this plan is Krypton, no Asgard, Asgard, so you be Thor and I be Odin, be Rodin, I'm omnipotent, let off then I'm reloading, immediately with these bombs I'm toting, and I should not be woken, I'm the walking dead, but I'm just a talking head, a zombie floating, but I got your mom deep throating, I'm out my ramen noodle, we have nothing in common, poodle, I'm a Doberman, pinch yourself in the arm and pay homage, pupil, to me. My honesty's brutal, but it's honestly futile if I don't utilize what I do, though, for good at least once in a while. So I wanna make sure somewhere in a chicken scratch I scribble and doodle enough rhymes to maybe try to help get some people through tough times. But I gotta keep a few punchlines just in case, cause even you unsigned rappers are hungry looking at me like it's lunchtime. I know there was a time where once I was king of the underground, but I still rap like I'm on my Pharaoh munch grind. Do I crunch rhymes? But sometimes when you combine up here with the skin color of mine, you get too big and it comes trying to censor you like that one line I said on a back on the Mathers LP1 when I tried to step, take 7 kids from Columbine, put them all in a line at an AK-47, a revolver and a 9. See if I get away with it now that I ain't as big as I was, but I'm morphing into an immortal, coming through the portal. You're stuck in a time warp from 2004, though. And I don't know what the fuck that you rhyme for. Your pointless is Rapunzel with fucking cornrows. You like normal, fuck being normal. And I just brought a new ray gun from the future just to come and shoot you. Like when Fabulous made Ray J mad. The sad said he was like a faggot. And they were just passing into a man while he played piano. Man, oh man, that was a 24-7 special on the cable channel. So Ray J went straight to the radio station the very next day. Hey, Fab, I'ma kill you. Lyrics coming at you with supersonic speed. Summer, lama, duma, lama, you assuming I'm a human. What I gotta do to get it through to you? I'm superhuman, innovative, and I made a rubber so that anything you say is sick of singing off of me and it'll glue to you. And devastating, more than ever demonstrating how to give a motherfucking audience a feeling like it's levitating, never fading. And I know the haters are forever waiting for the day that they can say I fell off to be celebrating. Cause I know the way to get them motivated. I make elevating music, you make elevator music. Oh, he's too mainstream. Well, that's what they do when they get jealous, they can use it. It's not hip hop, it's pop. Cause I found a hella way to fuse it with rock, shock rap, with dark. Throw and lose yourself, I make them lose it.
I don't know how to make songs like that. I don't know what words to use.
Let me know when it occurs to you while I'm ripping any one of these verses. The verses you curtain from inadvertently hurting you. How many verses I gotta murder to prove that if you were half as nice as songs you could sacrifice versions to? School flunky, pill junkie, but look at the accolades. These skills brung me, full of myself, but still hungry. I bully myself cause I make me do what I put my mind to. When I'm a million leagues above you, ill when I speak in tongues, but it's still tongue in cheek. Fuck you, I'm drunk, Satan, take the fucking wheel. I'm asleep in the front, pumping heavy D in the voice, still chunky but funky. But in my head there's something I can feel, tugging and struggling. Angels fight with devils and here's what they want from me. They're asking me to eliminate some of the women hate. But if you take into consideration the bitter hate that I have, then you may be a little patient and more sympathetic to the situation and understand the discrimination. But fuck it, life can't and you limits, make lemonade then. But if I can't battle the women, how the fuck am I supposed to bake them a cake then? Don't mistake if it's a fatal mistake if you think I need to be overseas and take a vacation to trip abroad and make a fall on a face. And don't be a retard, be a king, think not. Why be a king when you can be a god?
To be a king than be a god. That's just me, because you can't control stupid. But anyways, welcome back to the show. Before we talk about the Royal Rumble match itself, I'm going to read what somebody in the group said about the Royal Rumble match overall. So AJ Styles debuts in the Royal Rumble match. It lasted 28 minutes, and the announcers are hyping everything he does. Then Reigns gets hurt and leaves for a whole match until the ending, just to get eliminated by H. which is Triple H playing his ego to new heights. Then he eliminates Ambrose to add salt to the on Reigns. Gosh, WWE, too much overbooking and thinking. By the way, Triple H, you look old and don't seem intimidated like you used to.
That is kind of true. He's not very intimidating anymore, so I'll say that.
Right. Yeah, it is kind of true. And I don't think it's like because it's how he looks or anything like that. It's just how he plays his persona.
I just think that he's gone past now being that scary guy. You know what I mean?
Right.
You can't portray somebody as a loving husband and a father and all this lot and then have him come out and kick butt.
Exactly. So if y'all haven't heard or y'all seen, AJ Styles did make his WWE debut at the Royal Rumble. But some of you smarks don't like to hold things as a surprise and like to put things out there.
Well, my thing with that is people have been, for years, every freaking pay-per-view, they're saying somebody's coming back and so-and-so's going to be there. So that's not a surprise. What I didn't like was the position in which he came in.
Right.
To me, he should have come in like midway and lasted a lot longer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he lasted quite a ways, but I mean, more towards the end. Because I think that's where people were just, like, done with the pay-per-view then, because it was like, okay, AJ Styles is out. If they brought him in, say, 10 or 15, and they kept him through right till nearly the end, and perhaps had him eliminated by Triple H, or by the Wyatt, but further up the end,
mm-hmm.
I think it would have been a lot different.
Yeah, I do agree. But yeah, he came in as number three and kind of eliminated at the kind of like the wrong time, which we was pretty shocked because we thought we would see Daniel Bryan in here, but that would have been something. But nope, they stick into their guns and don't even like clear them. But yeah, and right, and as we were saying, Triple H made his shocking return at number 30, so he's the third person to win the Royal Rumble at number 30. And his second Royal Rumble win.
The fact of it is that we kind of expected it because of the history with the Authority and Roman Reigns.
Mm-hmm.
But there's still, I don't know, I think people are done with the whole McMahon dominating, you know, the pay-per-views and stuff.
And I guess they wanted to save it for, because more likely what it looks like is going to be Triple H and Reigns for the pay-per-view, or they'll do that fast lane, which I know they're trying to make it like a huge thing 4 weeks from tonight. Also, Brock Lesnar was in, I think he was 20, 21 or something like that. But as a surprise, and I was glad that he didn't win it. I was so glad he didn't win it. Nothing against him, but just so glad he didn't win it. Ended up getting eliminated by the Wyatt family. So kind of sets up something for him and the Bray Wyatt at WrestleMania, which I was kind of thinking that would happen, so that's that. And like I said, overall, it was a good pay-per-view. Just too bad all of the New Day wasn't in it, only Kofi Kingston. Well, I guess the thing he did, he ended up landing on Big E's shoulders. They was carrying him like half of the time. He was drinking soda with the fans, eating some popcorn. And I guess he was about to go in until I forgot who. Somebody kicked him and he ended up being eliminated.
Did we mention
Oscar? R-Truth with the ladder thought it was a Money in the Bank ladder match. Then ended up getting eliminated by Kane.
That was just so funny.
Yeah, it was. It would have been cool if he was in there a little bit longer, too.
Yeah.
But, anyways, we will talk more about this tomorrow. 10:30 p.m. Central, 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Check out our website, WrestlingFansSpeakOut.org, for like upcoming events. And I'm trying to add a little bit of stuff to add on that page, too, maybe like a blog or something like that that I'm going to add on there real soon. And subscribe to our WFSO Facebook, not Facebook, but YouTube page. Look for us on Facebook. Look for us on MySpace. Follow us on Twitter. And like I said, once again, exactly. So from all of us here, from Hazel, this is Artrell. Hopefully you guys get to listen to us tomorrow evening for WFSO Aftermath. Until then, y'all have a good night, and I hope to see y'all listening tomorrow.